for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
We'll go ahead and open up the phone lines this hour, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Steve, where do you want to pick it up?
Well, I don't know what Drudge meant by that. I don't know what kind of ruckus he stirred up with those cryptic words. I mean, maybe he was referring to net neutrality. Maybe he was referring to the stock market. Maybe he was referring to Obama's executive order that's coming up. It's very difficult to say what this meant. But if he was referring to indictments coming down to critics of the Obama administration, I don't know. I would almost think that that's going to be premature and he's going to have a hard time. Obama is in serious trouble, in my opinion. He's in serious trouble. Of course, you saw what happened with Ted Cruz. And I know, yes, his wife is working for Goldman Sachs and he voted against labeling GMO foods and stuff. But he has done some good things, and you have to stand up for him at least where he does make an argument. He's saying that Obama's out of control. He's a tyrant. This is being censored by CBS and the mainstream news media. And so, I mean, there's rumblings going on all over the place. And I don't think Eric Holder is in a very good position right now to demand credibility and support for all the people in law enforcement. So, I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen here. I'm not an apocalyptic soothsayer of doom myself, Bob, but, you know, we're looking at something may be changing, I think, hopefully, possibly for the better, because it's gotten so far out of control. But, you know, what does he mean? And maybe our listeners have an idea. Maybe they have some thoughts. But, you know, as we were talking about net neutrality, what it does is it just makes, as this article says, in a sense, the ruling that the FCC has struck down the right of the FCC to enforce the 2010 net neutrality, which means network neutrality, friends, not internet neutrality. It means network neutrality. The ruling makes the internet disappear and turns it into cable TV, as we were talking about before. That's essentially what
Internet 2 is what they pitched a while back.
Yeah.
And the problem with this is they decide what box to keep you in.
Yeah.
Just like the television box decides. These people, these companies, these beasts, same companies that own the media already.
Right.
Decide where you go and what you see.
That's right. They're trying to filter out everything that doesn't fit the mainstream, and that's how they're
actually, let me revise that for a moment. They don't decide where you go. They decide where you can go or where you could go. Okay, see, there's a difference. Because at the end of the day, even if they were to set it up that way, they can't force us to eat this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so people ought to, we can cut loose from them. We need to start developing our own new technologies to get around this. Just like with Obamacare.
Yeah, for crying out loud, I might have to get that ham radio cranking here sooner rather than later.
Right. Maybe we'll go to satellite, you know. And as a matter of fact, RBN is on satellite. You know, we're out there on micro broadcasters. We have affiliates.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of places
we
can go.
We have the KU band.
That's right, KU, man.
KU.
We're okay for you.
So, yeah, interesting stuff. I had some stories on my website that I wanted to tell people about. One is about Florida and cannabis. Supreme Court approves medical marijuana amendment for November ballot here. And this is a major step. This isn't subject to partisanship. This is a vote that's going to go and be open for the people to vote on. So, all right, if it was up to the Florida Congress and so on and so forth, we wouldn't see anything done. But this is a constitutional amendment, which allows the people to vote on the issue. And on top of that, we got some people with major money behind it, believe it or not. The same people, and maybe you can make a conspiracy out of this of some sort, but the same people that put major money behind the Obama administration at one point. You ever hear of the company Morgan & Morgan attorneys?
No.
Probably because they don't advertise. They're I think they're mostly in the Southeast. John Morgan is his name. He spent, so far, $4 million to get this issue on the ballot. $4 million of his own money. Well, he's a major Charlie Crist supporter. You know the Charlie Crist story, Steve?
Yeah.
He's our governor, or was our governor.
Right.
He was a Republican governor. And he flip-flopped.
Yeah.
Now he's running again as the Democratic governor.
Yeah.
It's funny how he flip-flopped, isn't it? I mean, what does that tell you? Well, does it tell you a little bit about the left-right paradigm?
Yep.
Maybe.
Does it tell you about the people who are involved with the left-right paradigm?
Sure. Our current governor opposes it. He opposes it greatly. He says, I have a great deal of empathy for people battling difficult diseases, and I understand arguments in favor of this initiative. But having seen the terrible effects of alcohol and drug abuse firsthand, I cannot endorse sending Florida down this path, and I would personally vote against it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of difference between, as we said before, all the applications regarding hemp and cannabis that are not related to getting high. And the plant is so extremely valuable. You know, even if it doesn't have one cure, and I know it has lots of them, because as that story I sent to you, Bob, there are people coming to Colorado now whose children have seizures and problems like that, and the pharmaceutical companies and, you know, all the experts in the medical industrial complex have given up any hope after some of these kids have been on as many as 200 treatments a month, and it hasn't helped them one bit. There are over 100 families in the state of Colorado who have come here to try Charlotte's Web. This, if you just Google Charlotte's Web marijuana, you can find this story, and it's on mainstream right now. They're coming to the state because they have found some results with a particular brand of, what is it, very low quantity of THC.
Low quality THC, but it has high quality CBD,
right,
which is the chemical that helps these children. And I've, you know, even that Dr. Sanjay Gupta junk from CNN, he did a whole documentary. I don't know if you saw it, Steve. It was actually really well done. I have to give him credit for that. And it showed this one girl who was having seizures, hundreds of seizures a day. I mean, just ridiculous amounts, to the point where they had to put her in a induced coma. You know, she was just having so many seizures. Nothing helped. She goes days without seizures now. Days. And she's able to do everything she wanted to do, and it's because of this miracle. And then we could talk about cancer. And we talked a bit about this last week. I didn't get into it. I've had Rick Simpson, the rediscoverer of the powerful cannabis oil that has been used to adequately treat cancer and other ailments as well. And these are all things that the big nanny state are getting in the way of, all the while pushing their war on drugs that kills so many people and puts so many families in duress, and so on and so forth. It really is a poor initiative at best. When I come back, Steve, I have an update of the war on drugs, are both around the world and around the country. I'll give you an update on the cannabis initiatives. I'll give you an update on the different countries in the world who are following suit. And I will give you a large overview of the war on drugs and all the various nooks and crannies that people should be paying attention to. So in the next segment, I'm going to be debuting a new segment on the Bob Tuscan Show called A Close Look at the War on Drugs. That's not the name. What's the name going to be? The War on Drugs on Crack, the Bob Tuscan Show Overview, something like that. I don't know. One of these days I'll come up with a neat title for it, but we'll do that when we come back in just seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, let's start with medical marijuana and marijuana policy. This is going to be my overview of the war on drugs. This is going to be an in-depth look at a number of different news-related items. And we'll start in Texas. Governor Rick Perry, you might have heard this, touts decriminalizations and state rights. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Thursday, he said he believes states should have the right to legalize cannabis and that he would move Texas toward decriminalization. There you go. MPP petitions Obama to deschedule marijuana. The Marijuana Policy Project, MPP, Wednesday unveiled a change.org petition asking the Obama administration to deschedule, not reschedule, marijuana. The petition has nearly 36,000 signatures by Friday afternoon. It needs 50,000 to be addressed by the White House. Hawaii House Majority Floor Leader introduces a marijuana export bill. The House Majority Floor Leader, Representative Rita Cabanilla, Thursday introduced House Bill 2124, which would put the state's Department of Business, Economic Development and Tourism and Department of Agriculture in charge of a working group that would outline a plan to legalize the cultivation of cannabis in Hawaii for sale and export to foreign jurisdictions where marijuana is legal. Representative Jared Polis invites Obama and Harry Reid to check out the legal marijuana in your home state, Steve, Colorado. He's out of Boulder. He sent a letter to President Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid inviting them to come see how Colorado is implementing marijuana legalization. In the letter, Polis wrote that he was confident that when you see Colorado's work to implement the law while protecting children and raising revenue for our schools firsthand, we can begin to make similar efforts on a federal level. Pennsylvania Democrat governor candidate says legalize cannabis. Former State Department of the Environmental Protection head, John Hanger, who is seeking the Democratic gubernatorial nomination, called for marijuana legalization at a campaign forum Wednesday night at Lehigh University. This issue is moving, and Democrats better get on board or we'll lose this election. And that's what he said. So there you go, another politician coming on board with this. There's something going on here. In D.C., the D.C. Council is to vote on the decriminalization bill on February 4th. That's right, the District of Criminals City Council will vote on a bill to decriminalize cannabis during the February 4th meeting. It is expected to pass, but may see some amendments during consideration. A legalization bill is also pending before the council, and activists are leading an effort to legalize through the initiative process. And as far as medical marijuana is concerned, I told you about the ballots that were signed. 710,000 to get this on the ballot. And it's awesome. It's going to be on the ballot, and people are going to vote in November here in the state of Florida about medical marijuana. And speaking of that, what chances do you think they have, Steve? Well, Florida Medical Marijuana Initiative is polling at 65%. And that's a conservative estimate, with only 23 opposing it. 23%, that is. The initiative will require the votes of 60% of voters to pass it because it is a constitutional amendment as opposed to a statutory initiative. So we're doing quite well as far as that's concerned. I'm excited about that. That's kind of cool for me in the state of Florida to see that change. West Virginia medical marijuana bill filed. Delegate Mike Manypenny and 9 co-sponsors Thursday filed a special medical marijuana bill, House Bill 4264. This is the fourth consecutive year Manypenny has filed such a bill. Oregon bill would let localities regulate banned medical marijuana facilities, a bill that would allow local governments to regulate or ban dispensaries or grow ops, will be heard by the legislature next month. Senate Bill 1531, sponsored by State Senators Bill Hansel and Rod Monroe, was filed at the request of the Association of Oregon Counties and the League of Oregon Cities. Pennsylvania nurse endorses medical marijuana bill. The largest nursing association in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania State Nurse Association, Thursday became the first medical professional group in the state to publicly support a pending medical marijuana bill, Senate Bill 1182. The bill gets a hearing before the Senate Law and Justice Committee Tuesday. In Vermont, a bill would ease limits on dispensaries. A bill introduced earlier this month would ease the rules for dispensaries. Senate Bill 247 would remove the 1,000 patient cap on the number of patient dispensaries can see, remove the cap limiting dispensaries to 4, allow patients to grow their own, and blah, blah, blah. And in Louisiana, Governor Jindal says medical marijuana okay is tightly regulated. Louisiana Republican Governor Bobby Jindal said Wednesday night that he supports making medical marijuana available if it is tightly controlled. "I continue to be opposed to the legalization of marijuana," Jindal said as he fielded questions Wednesday during an event at the Pentagon's Biomedical Research Center. "When it comes to medical marijuana, if there is a legitimate medical need, I'd certainly be open to making it available under very strict supervision for patients." We'll now move on to a hemp story, which is not the same as marijuana, folks, mind you. Virginia hemp advocates meet look ahead. The Virginia Industrial Hemp Coalition met Thursday in Harrisonburg to watch a film and plan how to advocate the cause in the Old Dominion. They said they are considering proposing a bill for the next General Assembly. And the war on drugs is not just about cannabis. Heroin's also a big part of that, and it affects us on a number of different fronts, including heroin, drug testing, harm reduction, international stories we have as well. And I'll get to a story about heroin. Ohio Attorney General creates special heroin unit. Of course, all the heroin flooded into this country after the war in Afghanistan started. Ohio, not all the heroin, but a recent upswell in heroin on the streets connected to Afghanistan. Well, anyways, this guy, the Attorney General of Ohio, Mike DeWine, announced Wednesday the creation of an investigative unit in his office to combat heroin trafficking and use. The heroin unit will include investigators, lawyers, and drug abuse awareness specialist, and will work with local leaders and law enforcement. DeWine is allocating $1 million for the unit. The move comes as the state's heroin overdose toll more than doubled between 2010 and 2012. I wonder why. Drug testing. Indiana welfare drug testing bill wins committee vote. A bill that would require welfare recipients to be screened for drug use and subjected to drug testing if they are likely drug users passed the House committee on an 8-4 vote on this past Wednesday. A California bill would expand pharmacy access to overdose reversal drug. Assemblyman Richard Bloom of Santa Monica has introduced Assembly Bill 1535, which would allow pharmacists to provide the overdose reversal drug naloxone to drug users, friends, and family members. California's overdose crisis remains one of the state's most serious health problems. Pharmacists and highly trained, highly trusted healthcare professionals, this bill makes it easier for them to help prevent a fatal drug overdose. And when we come back, I will give you some international stories about the war on drugs, and we will conclude this segment on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, taking a look abroad. War on drugs doesn't just affect us here in our police state. The United States, of course, has more people in prison per capita than anywhere else in the world. Yes, we're number one. We're number one. Anyways, internationally, world leaders offer harsh assessment of drug war at Davos. Global leaders gathered for the World Economic Forum in Davos. They called drug prohibition a failure and said world leaders need to consider alternatives. It's been a disaster and has inflicted rather enormous harm, said former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Well, what the hell does he know? He's right on this, though. He says, my country has suffered probably the most from the war on drugs. We need to find more efficient ways to combat it. Actually, that wasn't him. That was Juan Manuel Santos, the president of Colombia. People are both being given enormous prison terms just for use and dying. There has got to be a better way than ruining so many people's lives. That, according to Kenneth Roth, executive director of Human Rights Watch. Human Rights Watch, speaking of them, makes the case for drug reform in a 2014 annual report. They released this pretty cool report on a human rights approach to drug control. The group is calling for the decriminalization of drug possession, finding alternatives to criminalization of drug markets, and the primacy of human rights consideration in drug treatment. Dark web drug buyers and sellers can now use Darklist. A dark website has reappeared Wednesday. It is designed to serve as a directory of underground drug dealers, according to this report. Operating dark web drug marketplaces such as Silk Road 2.0, Agora, The Marketplace, Blue Sky, and others. Darklist says it will help customers connect with preferred dealers. Let's face it, buying and selling anonymously on the dark web is currently in a volatile state, reads the tagline on the site's homepage. We built this directory so that you can always have a way to stay in contact with those you love. Bulgaria moving backward on drug policy, NGOs warn. Bulgaria's draft penal code, which had already won initial cabinet approval, includes mandatory prison sentences for any drug offense, and that is drawing sharp criticism from drug policy and human rights groups. With these new proposals, Bulgaria is traveling in the opposite direction to what most other countries are doing, said Anne Fordham, executive director of International Drug Policy Consortium. They are going backwards while the rest of the Europe is modernizing, if I can speak here, their drug laws and implementing health-based approaches to drugs. Policies that support rather than punish people who use drugs. And last but not least, in our international war on drugs news, Bermuda marijuana policy debate continues to roll, and activist and attorney Alan Gordon continues to successfully stir the pot in the island's nation's marijuana policy debate. On Wednesday, he sent an open letter to the governor, George Ferguson, asking him to clarify whether government house would seek to block cannabis legalization. And there you go, folks. That's our look at the war on drugs in the news. We'll do that from time to time. Mm-hmm. So, that was fairly comprehensive, right?
Yeah, I mean, it shows you the overall picture.
But, all right, let's take calls this hour as well. 800-313-9443. You can join us on anything you like. 800-313-9443. That's the troll-free number. Join us. Who do we have on the line, Steve?
I think it's Three Owls.
Who?
Three Owls.
Who?
Three Owls.
Who? Okay, you're on, Three Owls. How are you?
Hi, how are you today?
We have to give you three who's every time you come on. You know that, right?
That's great. I don't mind it at all. I wasn't given that name. I didn't make that name up. It was given to me because that's just how it goes. I don't know. It's better than Dirty Sweatshirt, though.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it's not the owls at the Bohemian Grove.
No, absolutely not. No cremation of care here. But while you were talking about medical marijuana, I wasn't sure if you knew about the Ohio Cannabis Rights Amendment. We're trying to do the same thing that Florida did, but we didn't have the big lawyer come in and help us yet. But we're on target so we can have a constitutional amendment for medical marijuana and industrial hemp.
That's awesome. How many signatures do you guys need?
385,000 valid signatures.
Wow.
But, you know, Woody Harrelson, he's on the board for Normal, and he's from Ohio, so I would love to get a hold of him and say, you know, why don't you help out your home state so we could be O-H-I-G-H-O, you know, Ohio.
I like that, Ohio. That gives new meaning there. Yeah, you would think he would get behind that.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that in your ear that Ohio's trying to do the same thing as Florida. So I appreciate what you guys do. I enjoy listening to your show.
Yeah, we like hearing from you, too, because you've got some really good... I like your attitude. That's all there is to it.
Steve likes your attitude. All right, that's a good thing. So, yeah, any listeners in Ohio, get on board with that. Make it happen. Yeah. We have probably 360,000 listeners in Ohio.
Right on. Send them to OhioRights.org. I appreciate it.
Oh, let me get this right. OhioRights, R-I-G-H-T-S.org.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing that, 3 hours. It's always good to hear from you.
All right. Take care. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. That's how you join us. OhioRights.org. I like that. Holder says marijuana. Listen to this story. This is up at the front page of BobTuscan.com. I got a lot of cannabis-related stories. Don't pigeonhole me. I'm not just a drug talk show host or whatever you want to call it. I just happen to see these stories. It's kind of exciting, interesting times. And, well, I'm covering them. On the website, of course, the criminal, Attorney General Eric Holder, responsible for Fast and Furious, says that marijuana banking rules are coming soon. Mm-hmm, that's right. On Thursday, he said that the Obama administration would soon announce regulations that would allow banks to do business with legal marijuana businesses. Financial institutions have been scared away from such business by the threat of legal action for dealing in profits of a commodity still illegal under federal law. The Obama administration had previously signaled it was working to address the issue, but it now appears action is imminent. He says, You don't want just huge amounts of cash in these places. They want to be able to use the banking system, Holder said during an appearance at the University of Virginia's Miller Center. There's a public safety component to this, huge amounts of cash, substantial amounts of cash just kind of lying around with no place for it to be appropriately deposited. It's something that would worry me just from a law enforcement perspective. Do you believe him, Steve? Or do you think there's an ulterior motive here?
Sounds like an ulterior motive.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay if the money's just lying around for Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it's very interesting that people like this, it's hard to say because they have allowed some banking restrictions to be lifted in Colorado, Bob. And, it's very interesting to see which way it's going because a lot of these hemp shops could not really trade with a regular bank like J.P. Morgan Chase there was all kinds of banking problems related to this that the feds were trying to lock down on. So I don't know how they're going to get around this. But, of course, things are changing and they're changing fast.
All right, we'll take a quick break and come back. More calls on the other side, 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 Black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, let's take a phone call. Steve, what do you say?
Yeah, let's take phone calls.
We'll talk to Steve. Not Steve Starr, Steve in Massachusetts. What's up?
Just wanted to chime in on your talk about different uses of marijuana and whatever. There is a great video on YouTube that most anybody, I think it's still up there. I looked at it not too long ago, called The Trillion Dollar Plant with a T. And it explains the fact that, you know, beyond marijuana, the industrial uses of hemp and cannabis are into the thousands. And at one time, Henry Ford actually built a prototype car made out of entirely out of hemp, the cloth, the fenders and everything. It shows a guy with a sledgehammer trying to dent the hood of the car, and he couldn't do it. So can you imagine what would happen if we could build cars that are lighter, more efficient, much more rugged and durable than the pieces of crap that they put out today?
How many lives would that save?
I'm sorry?
How many lives would that save? I mean, you look at car accidents and fatalities from cars that are a dime a dozen.
Yep, a huge savings that way. We'd have, of course, there are a lot of people that have body shops would be put out of business, but they'd have to do something else, wouldn't they?
Is there anybody privately who sells hemp cars? Because I can buy hemp clothing. Is there any anybody out there that sells a hemp car?
That I don't know. I know there's a company called Hemp USA that actually advertised on your network at one time. I don't know if they still do or not, but they have a micro plant powder, which I've used through the years, and it's very beneficial. They have a number of other products, skin things that have magnesium and other things in them that you spray on and whatever, and they're very beneficial. And, you know, cosmetic things and everything that I use with hemp are very beneficial. They say that 1 acre of hemp can be grown in like 9 months to a year, and it is the you can make paper the equivalent of 4 acres of lumber, which takes you 30 years to grow a tree.
Wow.
So, you know, just those benefits in and of themselves.
And it grows really well just about anywhere. That's exactly why they call it a weed, if you will.
Exactly. It grows well in all climates. And our farmers that are struggling sometimes to make ends meet under the current restrictions from the FDA, what kind of benefits might they derive from something like that, you know? Very important thing for people to consider. And so much that our government suppresses is ridiculous.
And I think that may be the big issue, too, Steve, because the hemp plant is so valuable for so many industrial uses.
Exactly. And unfortunately, they don't do too much to promote that. And there is so much ignorance about it because of the push to make it an illegal drug. You know, if they actually told the truth about the plant and its benefits, everybody would be clamoring for it, you know, because it's something that we should be looking at as a potential savior for the economy of this country because it has so many uses and it can be grown so cheaply and inexpensively and, like you say, in so many different locations that it would be very beneficial as a product that could be used for a multitude of things. And that being said, I would like to chime in on one other thing. I don't know. I listened to John Stadmiller today on his show, and I am embarrassed and enraged that the listener, I know we get a lot of great listeners on this network who do participate and send money in. I'm a retired guy living mostly on Social Security, and I send in money every time that I can to this network. And unfortunately, if he's out there having to beg and plead for people to send in money, isn't that an embarrassment? All of you people that are listening to this network and can't scrape together $25 to send in and help this network in a time of need, to me, I'm embarrassed that you're my fellow countrymen. I just want to say that. It might tick a few people off, but maybe that's what they need to get their heads out of their butts and do something about supporting a network like this in time of need. The programming that comes across this network, I listen to a lot of things because I'm not in the best of health anymore and I do have to spend time at home, but I can attest to the fact that there is very little programming anywhere else in the world that equals what you guys put out on this network. Your show, I mean, I can name 10 or 15 of the hosts on there and every one of them is a stellar performer and a stellar person that does a great job putting out information that we will never get anywhere else. And if the people of this that listen to this programming don't support this network, then when it goes down, we're all going to be very, very sorry. So,
well, thanks for your support.
That's all I wanted to say on that. I hope I didn't overstate my
boundaries. Fine. Thanks for the plug, man. And I'm just amazed you actually listened to this show. I mean, all the other shows, you could say that about. But this one, come on. Yeah. Who are you kidding?
Nah, I listen to a lot of them, and you guys do a good job, too. You know, there's a lot to be said for everything that comes across this network. And
when are we going to hear your show, Steve?
At one time, to be perfectly honest, I was thinking of asking to get into it. But I had a little minor stroke a couple of years ago. And I don't feel that I enunciate and speak as well as I used to a few years ago. My ability
get
to
out of here. You enunciate just fine. Do a show.
Yeah.
I know I could
if
do
Bob
it.
Bob and I can do it. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on. If I can do it, jeez. Yeah,
I could do one probably because I certainly have the knowledge. I've been listening to stuff like this for over 20 years now and I actually, long before I started even listening to this stuff, I've known what was wrong with this country and the banking system. I did taxes and bookkeeping and stuff and accounting for a number of years, so I know the tyranny that goes on with the people that are running that stuff. So it's a possibility, but like I say, I just don't feel good about the way that I speak today, my ability to enunciate my points and stay focused and not get angry at idiots is the biggest obstacle.
Are you kidding me? That's a great quality of a radio host, to get angry at the idiots. Jeez.
Well, you may think so, but sometimes I would question my abilities to pull that off well. But
all right, fair enough, Steve. Well, nonetheless,
you guys keep doing the show, and I'll keep listening and encouraging people to support this network, okay?
Thanks, brother. Good to hear from you.
You're welcome. You have a good day now.
Yeah, you too. All right, well, there you go, Steve.
Yeah.
I was trying to get him to take my show. He didn't want it.
And we do this simply for the pleasure of being out there. This is a labor of love. You know, this
it is.
This is not a gig for me. Or
I don't get a dime from it. I don't get a dime.
As a matter of fact, Bob promised me a penny for every show I did with him. And
I owe him like at least
$6.47 now, Bob.
Is it that many shows already? Wow.
At least, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, no, really? 600?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we've been, yeah, you're right, aren't you?
So, but yeah, no, it's just it's the privilege of being here. It's an honor, I consider it anyway, to come on and have a great audience and people like this and to talk about the real things that are going on. That's the fun part. I mean, after being in the mainstream news media and having been in that controlled situation, I feel sorry for those people who are just taking that money. I mean, how do they sleep, you know, just to do that kind of job? I mean, imagine all the weathercasters who must know about chemtrails, you know, all the news anchors who know about 9/11 and everything else that's going on. You know, and all these people sitting in front of these desks with their hairspray personalities, you know, telling you lies. I don't know how those people sleep. And that's why I enjoy doing this for nothing, for free. This is my reward. I enjoy it, you know, because you got a great audience and we're dealing with the real facts. And this is what it's all about. So, you know.
All right. Well, enough of that gushy BS. Let's get to some real news.
Okay.
No, I kid. It's good. Real news, though, coming up with hour number three. What, Steve?
We do appreciate the help we're getting. We're making it, but it's coming in slow, and we've got to cover some stuff. We had some commitments drop out, as I understand. I don't know anything about the business, but somebody who was planning to commit to helping us dropped out and left us in a lurch. That's what I understand, so that's why the situation's happened.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. More stories on the other side. What do we want to talk about? Well, I want to keep the phone lines open, so...
We'll keep the phone lines open on that.
We'll keep the lines. Operators.
Tom Odell used to say.
Operators waiting by.
We'll keep the line on.
Who is that? Motel 6 or one of those?
Yeah, Tom Odell. One of your favorite radio guys.
He's a radio guy?
Oh, yeah. He was a big hit. He was a radio personality up in Alaska. Everybody knew him. He was like the original. Did you ever watch the show Northern Exposure? You know, the radio disc jockey? Huh. Yeah. Tom Bodell was that guy. That was Tom Bodell.
I heard him on Ask Me Another or Wait, Don't Tell Me, one of those stupid NPR shows.
Maybe we can get him on our show.
You think so?
Yeah, we have the real Tom Bodell.
Well, I tell you what, we'll keep the light on for him.
Okay.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find